I'm Marie Williams from Newtown AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
So it's been a topsy-turvy week for TNS. Top of the table as we speak in this JD Cymru Premier League after a midweek win against Newtown, but a few days before that, getting unceremoniously booted out of the Scottish Challenge Cup in an early round, yet again losing to Stenhouse Muir. What does it mean for that club that always wants to progress? Scott Rusko's views on that coming up in a second. Airbus have liftoff. We'll be hearing from Andy Owens as they get their first win. Neil Smothers joining us on the podcast, and I suppose I'd better let this old bloke in who regularly rants about the state of this league. Mark Jonah Jones, my sidekick on the podcast. Lots to talk about, Jonah. We'll preview every game coming up this weekend. But first, let's get into that TNS situation. I want to hear from Scott Rusko first. This was his interview after the Stenhouse Muir game.
At the moment, bitterly disappointed about going out of this competition, as should the players be, and obviously the fans and whoever have come to 4 or 5 hours journey today. I feel for them as well, because, you know, in 90 minutes, is that a great performance for them to come and support their club? I'm not too sure. We had probably 3 or 4 very good chances, but we've broke the line of their defence and made the keeper work, but I still think we need to be doing better in those chances. You know, obviously that then puts pressure on your second half. And like lapping first half, what, the only chance they've had in the game, they've taken it. And teams do that to us, and we've got to learn and learn quickly. The 3 penalties that we put to the keepers, you know, side were of quality and pace and power, because it was too easy for him to save if he goes the right way. So a little bit disappointed on that one. I've given him the information, you know. Mazza's penalty, good, knew where he was going to put it, but if we, you know, we can't be looking at penalties too much. It is a lottery, isn't it? And I know nerves certainly get to players when they do take the penalties, but we should have wrapped that game up early first half and then gone on to make it more comfortable for ourselves.
And it didn't help when Simon Spender, the third substitute, went off injured.
Yeah, and that happens. You know, it's one of those things. It's, I do it again. I'm not going to be standing here saying, you know, it's my fault, my decision, I'm sorry for doing it. I'm not sorry, because last week Simon came on and created the goal for Aaron to score the goal. So I do it again. I'm not. It's one of them. 9 times out of 10, you're going to last the game with 11 men. So one of those things today.
And a couple of wags pointed the finger at the Welsh media, saying that, you know, we don't talk up when TNS lose enough, and we don't talk up the fact that they're not strong and really struggling in this Scottish Challenge Cup over the past couple of seasons. Does this matter, Jonah? They're top of the league. We still expect them to be winning that league, don't we?
Oh, Mac, listen, they'll be disappointed. They'll be very disappointed to get knocked out on penalties. You know, the success that Connors Key had in that last year was excellent. And there's always a little rumblings between the top clubs. You know, it happens in every league. At the moment, it's Liverpool and Manchester City in the Premier League, because they're the two top guns. It'll happen now between Connors Key and TNS. Every, you know, these little spats, that's just football. That's football. But no, I don't think there's much of a problem if you won the league 7 or 8 years in a row. It's early last year. The same sort of thing was mentioned in dispatches last year. Is there a problem? And they went on to win the league by, I think it was 11 points. So if there's a problem when you're top of the league, there's a lot of football managers that like to have that problem.
Well, it was also a midweek win for Connors Key Nomads. Let's hear from Andy Morrison after that victory over Kevin Druids.
You know, I feel like I'm repeating myself a little bit. You know, as I say every game, we have to be better in possession of the ball and make better decisions and be braver and be more in tune with the game as the game's materialising and seeing opportunities to expose teams. And we're not taking it at the minute. And again, we have to go back to the training ground on Thursday and look at that, because, you know, we've got another damaged animal on Friday against them at Aberystwyth, you know, who were beat by Airbus, who got their first points on Saturday. So they're going to come all fired up. You know, it's our third game in 6 days, and it's going to be a big ask. But, you know, I'm looking at the boys in there, and the intensity's in their eyes. The desire is definitely there. They're aggressive, and I can see the fire in them. But you've got to have fire and ice. There's got to be fire to win the game and show that desire. And then there's got to be ice. There's got to be the flip side of it when you're in possession of the ball. Mm. And, you know, at the minute, we're coming up a bit short in that department. But we'll keep working at it. And the boys are honest and they'll find a solution.
So they've played on Saturday, they've played on Tuesday, and they're playing on Friday. It's a lot of fixtures to play in 1 week, isn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't quite work that one out, Mark. That is a tough one in any form of football. Let's make no bones about it. So Morrison will be using his full squad here, definitely. And he'll have to use his full squad. And Abba loving proving people wrong. So, you know, this one's not nailed on. The smart man, he says Connors Key should gain a victory. But like you said, Abba, their inconsistency says they can lose or win any game at any time. They've got enough talent in their camp to get a win. And I totally agree. Three fixtures in 6 days is a big ask, Mark.
Well, inconsistency, the word that you'd probably use about Aberystwyth Town, losing 10-1, coming back against Druids, but losing against Airbus last weekend by 2-1. Airbus have got their mojo. They've got 3 points in the bag. Let's hear from Andy Owens.
So I just feel just relief, really. I mean, we've started the season. I think we played well. Played Ballet second half of the game. First half, sort of, some of the players looked a bit shell-shocked coming up to the Premier Division. And second half, we went out, played a lot better, and end of the game, Ballet was sort of holding it in the corner, which sort of gave the lads a bit of confidence. And then you thought, next game, go in and start better. And then we've just not got the points. And obviously, it's all about scoring goals, isn't it? And we've not done it enough and not kept enough clean sheets.
Fourth game in the JD Cymru Premier this season, your first points, your first victory, that must mean a lot.
Yeah, like I say, it's just relief, because you're plugging away, you're playing well, you're defending, and then you just, obviously, the game against Carnarvon sort of took it out of us, obviously being in a good position to defend so many set pieces and balls in the box for up to 70 minutes, and then to concede and then come back again and then concede in the way we did in the last minute. I mean, if great telly, great advertisement for the league, but for us, obviously disappointing. But, I mean, I've been with other teams that are struggling, and you just can't see where the win's going to come from. Whereas I've told the lads here that, you know, we've got enough in this team to play well and hopefully kick on up the league now.
You were under the cosh for the last 10 minutes when Aberystwyth came back into the game, but the victory was fully deserved today.
Yeah, I felt, obviously, like I say, I felt we played well most of the game, but today we could have had a few more. I've had a few chances, and like I say, you put them away and it sort of changes the game. But yeah, just delighted to obviously get the 3 points. You're always going to have spells where they have possession, but you can see what it means to the lads to get off the mark.
Your second goal in the JD Cymru Premier this season. You were obviously with Connors Key last season. For people who haven't seen Ebers play this year, what can we expect after this first victory?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm hoping that pre-season, I mean, when I come, it's probably like the most enjoyable football I've played, in terms of they just keep the ball, pass it round. Obviously great for the fans to watch. And I think just coming into this league, a few of the lads are a bit hesitant and a bit, but I'm hopefully 3 points there, the confidence will build, and you'll see a lot more football from Airbus coming in the season now.
And the next stop for the Airbus flight is Barry. How are they going to do against Barry, Jonah?
You only get one or two chances. It all adds up. The managers will tell you it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Great start for Barry, but Chesterfield will take nothing for granted. And Sean's team have just started to play well, but you're only as good as your next game, especially early on. So Airbus and Barry might both settle for a point. Maybe Barry will go for the three. I'm sure they'll go for the three, but I think it'll be a good point for Airbus at home after gaining three away, and they're playing a side who played in Europe last year. The goalkeeping situation, Mike Lewis came back in last week and had a clean sheet, which, you know, well done to Mike. And also, well done, I think, from everybody in the league, to young George Ratcliffe, who played for the Wales under-21s against Belgium in their 1-0 victory. So, you know, that's a Welsh Premier goalkeeper playing in an under-21 international, keeping a clean sheet against Belgium. I think that's a pat on the back from everybody in the league, Mark.
Barry having a good draw against Carnarvon. Any draw against Carnarvon these days is good. Carnarvon a side I'm certainly still watching, Jonah. And they get to host Pennebont this weekend.
Good team, Carnarvon. So, you know, they'll want 3 points at home. You know, they got the support behind them. So, Pennebont will have to deal with that Saturday. You know, at least 400 to 500 Carnarvon fans after their good victory, good point down at Barry last week. So, it'll be a tough test for Pennebont. But, you know, you've just got to show. You've got to show you're willing. And you've got to show you're willing to learn in the league. And you've got to go and get some points for your club. And I spoke to Griff after that defeat, and he knows how tough it was. He knows how disappointed his players were. But he said it'll be a good eye-opener. And, you know, it'll take a good team to hammer them again.
Well, Pennebont at the other end of a whipping from Bala down at Bridgend. It was 6-1 to Bala Town. Let's hear from Lissana Mendes after that game.
That's what the gaffer told us to do. Just work hard, press high, and don't give them a chance. So that's why we came out. We did it, we scored 5 goals, so we kind of fumbled a bit, like crumble, and then just got one, we gave them a lift, but our reaction was great.
Yeah, really good. Second half, kept going, and we're looking a threat every time we were on the attack, which is great to see. Must be good as well, you know, yourself on the score sheet today and 5 others as well, so it's good to show that everyone's chipping in with the goals as well.
Yeah. Getting out on the score sheet again, it's nice, it's helping the team, helping myself to give him a confidence. And it was a great game, to be honest. Tough. We knew it was going to be tough, but kind of make it look like it wasn't.
Yeah.
But that's what we get. That's what we do when we play good. We do our job. We don't really care about other teams.
Yeah. A nice little goal celebration from you as well, fair play.
No. It's it's one of those. I knew I was gonna do it. So.
New routine for the next goal then?
Yeah, new routine for the next goal, yeah.
Okay, we've got Newton now next week. So what sort of test are you going to be expecting from them?
It's going to be tough, really tough. Winning today, it gives us like a lift to go to the next game. But it's new day in another game. It's not going to be the same game as today. So hopefully we get the 3 points and see how we go on.
Always an interesting time. Quite hard to put anything between these two sides, I feel.
Well, this is always a strong, you know, tough game. Remember the playoffs last season. This always a good game. Ballon and Newtown. Newtown got 5 points from 4 games, so I think Chrissy Hughes, even though they always go under the radar, will want something from this game. They'll definitely want a point. He, you know, his aim will still be top six, Chris. And these are the type of games you need to take something from. Ballon. Well, you know, as Bridgend openly admitted, it was a fantastic performance by Bala. They were right out of the blocks. After the defeat, they come back and showed something really, you know, really strong. Venables, funny how football goes, Mark. 5 months ago, he misses a penalty to one of the penalties which knocks his team out of Europe, you know, chance of getting into Europe. Then 4 months later, he puts a ball down twice, smashes it in the back of the net as if he's playing out the back. That's just good character. Shows good character, that too. And they definitely got a strong squad, like you said. Their aims will be, you threw the gauntlet down to me earlier on, you said, the likes of Bala, Barry, Cardiff Met finish above Connors Quay? That'll be their target. Their first target might not be. TNS might be just a little bit in their horizon, but their horizon might be Connors Quay might be their target. So, like you said, it could make it a fantastic race for first, second and third.
Now, a bit of heartbreak for Carmarthen Town, playing Cardiff Met on Saturday. A man who's very well known to them, Jonah, scoring for the Met to make it 2-2 and rob Carmarthen of a great victory.
Well, it was a rasper from Miles Davis, one of the contenders, I think, for goal of the month next season. Same has to be said, by the way, was... what a great goal from Luke Bowen. Outside of his right boot, 25-30 yard, and just clipped it over the top of the goalkeeper. Just goes to show the talent in this league, the goals. There's some great goals going in. And, they 2-2 against Cardiff. Met Smudger would have taken a point, I think, before the start. But when you give a goal away in the last couple of minutes on home territory, you're disappointed you didn't take the 3. But he just got to go again now this Saturday and try and take something out of Hughie Griffiths' Kevin Druids as the Rock. Always a tough place to go. Always a tough place to go. So these two, Smudge and Hughie, they will both know that this, at the start of the season, when you label games against each other, they most probably, and I know these two lads well, that this is just me being honest, I'm not taking a liberty, they'll target these games. Can Carmarthen take 6 points off Kevin Druids? Yes. Can Kevin Druids target and take 6 points off Carmarthen? Yes. It's one of them games, Mac, one of the fixtures where both sets of players will fancy the three.
Well, let's get the thoughts of Neil Smothers, the manager of Carmarthen Town, on that game. And their next stop, they're up at Kevin Druids.
You know, before the game, we would have taken a point. Looking at Cardiff Met, the form that they're in, the team that they've got, and obviously the way they're playing at the moment. They're obviously the form team with Barry, and obviously Christian drills them very well. However, you know, what I would say is that from our point of view, I thought we were very good. I thought we were well disciplined. We carried out what we wanted to do well in the most part, and we caused them problems as well. You know, so disappointing to only get a point after obviously being in front twice, and then the goals on the stroke of half time, and then obviously Mile, one of our former players, puts one into the top corner quite late. So, look, before the game, we probably would have taken a point, but obviously after the circumstance and the way that we played, we're probably a little bit disappointed not to have got the three. In terms of Druids on the weekend, look, it's becoming already a big game between us. We always have close games, obviously down our place and up theirs. Again, I don't think that the elite position obviously is credit to some of the players and the work that Huey does with them up there, and we're expecting a tough game. However, you know, we are starting to look a little bit more solid. We're starting to cause teams a few more problems than previously. So hopefully we can go up there and kick on and get a positive result.
And Jono, we mentioned the Met there. Monday night's game is a very interesting game for me. I'll learn a lot from Monday night's game. It's on the Facebook on Scoria. It's Cardiff Met against the New Saints. 8 p.m. Monday kickoff. What do you make of this game?
3 or 4 seasons ago, maybe nothing but point bonus maybe for Cardiff Met if they were to have the game of their season. They defeated TNS at home last season. I think it was 3 or 4 goals to 1. They're undefeated. TNS didn't, you know, they will come most probably as league leaders. But game of the weekend could be game of the weekend. And Monday night, I think it's great. I know Ebsy and company will be doing it for Scorio on the Facebook Live. So it'll be a good one for everybody to... you know, to look at. Can the Met defeat TNS and open the title race up? That's what 5 or 6 other managers will hope for. Or they'll hope for TNS to win to stop the Met joining the title race. Lots of options on this game. It'll definitely be one I'll be at on Monday night. And, you know, like you just said, Mark, what a game and prospect. Undefeated Cardiff Met against TNS.
So Connors Key and Aberystwyth play each other on the Friday night. The rest of them are 2:30, bar that Facebook Live game between Cardiff Met and the New Saints, 8 o'clock Monday. We'll be back in 7 days. Before we go, I just want to say a real big up. I hope he's going to be listening to us. Chris Edwards, the Carmarthen Town Chairman, is cycling from Land's End to John O'Groats. As we record this podcast, he's up by the Lake District, on his way north. That's about 5 days in, obviously raising money for charity, more importantly, raising money to install disabled lifts at Richmond Park so more people can get around at the ground. If you've got a couple of pennies, please go to the Carmarthen Town Twitter page and you'll find the link to his Just Giving page there, and shove him a couple of pennies as he aches his way from the English to the Scottish border, and hopefully we'll catch up with him at the other end if he's still got any energy to talk to us. Wherever you are this weekend, enjoy your football. Say goodbye, Jono.
All the best, Mark.